the 2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League Annual Meeting and Expo here in Austin, Texas. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Jason Besch from Energize Credit Union, and you are the manager there.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
I am.
All right. How's the conference going for you so far?
That's real good.
Yeah?
It's been great. Cornerstone puts together a fantastic Indeed. Annual meeting, and this year is no exception.
Indeed. Any highlights stand out for you so far? Anybody?
Everything's been good. Yeah? Good breakouts. Learned a little bit on collaboration yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was very good, and looking forward to the dinner tonight and the awards banquet.
Indeed. Yeah, they put on a very good show indeed. All right, let's talk about the topic at hand here, advocacy and legislative bill review. And this is something that you do. You just kind of explained it to me, the process, before we started the recording. So can you kind of re-explain
Sure.
for the folks out there how this works? And
you bet. So I chair our governmental affairs committee for Oklahoma, mm-hmm. our subcommittee mm-hmm. within Cornerstone, and have done that for about 10 years. And throughout that time, one of the things that I also do is I'll meet with our Oklahoma president, Nate Webb, mm-hmm. at the beginning of the legislative session. So usually late January each year, mm-hmm. Before legislative session starts 1st of February. Mm-hmm. And of the bills that have been introduced, which is typically in the thousands.
Oh my gosh.
Nate will go through, he uses software and will pre-screen all the bills that have been filed.
Oh, okay.
And we try and identify items based on keywords of legislation that may affect our Oklahoma credit unions.
Okay.
And so, of course, keywords will credit union, liens, mm-hmm. titles, mm-hmm. Anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a long list of keywords, mm-hmm. but from that list, we will identify any legislative bills that looks like it could impact our group.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nate and I will go through and read the summary mm-hmm. on each of those bills, which at that point now you're down to in the hundreds mm-hmm. instead of thousands. Yes.
That's encouraging.
And so we'll go through and we'll try and scrub that. And then we also bring in a couple of other guys from other credit unions,
okay.
Steve McConnell mm-hmm. and Chris Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
And so our group will scrub those bills and try and identify anything that may affect us.
Wow. How long does this process take?
Sometimes a day.
Oh, wow. You guys are fast.
Yeah. Well, the summaries are usually a paragraph.
Just a quick little paragraph?
A paragraph each for a bill.
Okay.
And so we'll go through those pretty quickly. We'll end up with then what we call a hot list.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate will track that with his software mm-hmm. as it moves through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, some bills will fall away as the session progresses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, if it doesn't get enough support on one side of the legislature or another, the House or the Senate, that bill will fall away. If it gets too far down the track, then we may have to have a call for action. And so then Nate has a process where he will reach out to our full group of credit unions and try and get advocacy.
Okay.
Have everyone call their legislator on that particular bill to try and get that bill to go away, if you will.
I got you. I hear you loud and clear. And I'm assuming this is kind of a normal practice for associations, leagues all over the country?
I think it probably is.
Yeah.
And, of course, we also get support from the Cornerstone office.
Sure.
So Jim Phelps and mm-hmm. Suzanne and so forth, they provide us a lot of support on the back end
mm-hmm.
To give assistance on anything where, for example, if it's something that may impact more than just Oklahoma, or to just give us technical support if
mm-hmm.
we're trying to wrap our arms around a particular bill, they'll give us some technical support on that particular item.
Goodness. So how does it impact credit unions? Obviously, you guys are kind of shaping the legislative landscape, so to speak.
Right. Well, so, if you think about it, one of our biggest challenges is always regulatory,
mm-hmm.
and the regulations come from the legislative process.
Yeah.
So And once something gets in place, it's oftentimes harder to get rid of it than it ever would have been if you were proactive on the front end to address it before it ever became law.
So you're kind of curbing them or putting a governor on these type of things, if you will.
You bet. So that's why it's important. Now, of course, there's a lot of things that are federal related. And so at the state level, it has no impact on the federal items. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those federal items are some of the more burdensome that we have to contend with. Mm-hmm. But there's also, again, there's things on the state level that will have significant impact to us.
Yeah.
And so we want to be proactive and take care of those items, again, maybe before they get enacted into law, and then it becomes much more difficult to deal with it once it's actually already in place.
Yeah, I like the proactiveness of it because, I mean, you got to nip these in the bud.
Yeah.
pardon my slang. But, and obviously the importance is kind of getting ahead of them and preparing and actually going and lobbying and that type of stuff. So
you bet.
To keep a lot of these at bay, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And, of course, we're nonpartisan, so anybody that wants to support us, we will work with. We don't really see Republican, Democrat. We're, again, nonpartisan.
It's just issue or regulation.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you see.
And, the legislative process is difficult enough as it is, so we really don't have the luxury of saying we want this issue addressed and we want this party to address it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Anyone that wants to work with us, and then hopefully we'll work together as in the legislature as a whole, we're all for it.
Wow. No idea the lengths you guys go to get this stuff done or to be ahead of it. So having said that, what are the goals of these efforts each year? What do you guys want to achieve?
Well, so there's usually two tracks. And so on the one track is sometimes we will have something that we're supporting and we're trying to take through the process.
Mm-hmm.
So we're advocating for something to get passed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one track. And then the second track is we're defending against something that we think is not in our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking to have that go away.
Gotcha.
So it's one of those two tracks usually. And the other thing is, and I've told our group in the past, it's almost like Groundhog Day every legislative session,
right.
Because there's a large number of issues that we'll defeat every year, and then the subsequent legislative session, here it is again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's usually groups out there that they're looking to get something passed, and every single year we have to go in and make sure it does not make its way through the process, something that would be non-advantageous to our group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like that tax argument that always crops up each year or every month or so, something like that. I'm just blown away at the effort. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been a credit union CEO for 20 years, but I've done the bill review probably about 10 years now.
Okay.
And, of course, we're very fortunate in Oklahoma because Nate Webb's kind of a veteran to the legislative process.
Yeah.
Right? So he's been around and a registered lobbyist, and so he really knows the process.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very lucky. Our bill review process just helps identify those items.
Mm-hmm.
Once those are identified, we're lucky that Nate can drive it through the process.
Yeah, indeed. And it sounds like you guys probably, you've been at it long enough to where you have a pretty efficient process now. No wonder it takes you just a day to get this done out of thousands of bills that go through.
Well, of course, the day's on the front end, and so that's just the identifier, and that identifies the hot topics for us, the hot list, if you will. And then so as we go through each stage of the legislative process, Nate will still circle back to us and say, okay, here's what we have remaining. Is this, do we thought this might be a problem.
Yeah.
Let's take another look at it. Let's see if it truly is. Do we actually need to take action on it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something that just the first blush was it's a problem, but now that we look at it closer, well, we think we might be able to let that one go and not really worry about that one. Not expend any political capital to make this one go away.
Yeah, it's even though you have an efficient process down, it sounds like it's a big effort as well. So
it is.
And it sounds like the real work starts after you get the hot list. Sorry, all right,
that's
now we've got to get the boots on the ground and go out there and, so to speak, and get to work.
There's multiple bites at the apple to make something go away.
Right on. Well, it sounds like you guys are doing a great job, so appreciate all the work that you guys, I think you guys guys are doing good. So, good. So, anything else to wrap up here, Jason? Any final words?
I don't think so. You know, just looking forward to finishing out the conference today, mm-hmm. And then heading home. And you know, legislative session is in process, mm-hmm. so we need to get back to the home state and keep an eye on things.
Indeed, indeed. And we'll be thinking about you every January. Rolls around, be thinking about you guys going through all those bills. So
very good.
Thanks again. Appreciate the time,
okay,
Jason. Well
you.
Done. And yeah, Jason Besch, Energize Credit Union Manager, and doing some great stuff on the legislative side as well. Good stuff.